Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
Then I did dog goals.
Ah, okay.
That might be a bit. Have 100% recall by the end of the year. Oh, no, he's pretty good. He can go off leash now all the time.
Last episode of 2023.
Woo!
We are so pumped.
Wig out, hey?
Wig out central, ladies and gents.
Yes, it's Friday afternoon or night, maybe. What time is it? Like nearly 5?
It's 5 p.m.
Officially everyone's like last day would definitely be today.
Yeah.
So everyone is like fucking in full festive mode. I feel like I'm on the other end of it now. I'm like, I just want to like chill for a bit.
Yeah, I feel like I've done my dash real
Me
hard.
Me too. We had a wedding last night. Which was like kind of the final hurrah with everyone before Christmas, because I'm going away. But like, are you doing anything Christmas Eve or no?
No.
Fuck that.
Are you?
I actually do. I have Harriet's family coming over to ours in Robertson.
And then we're going to the pub
with them.
That'll be like white wine kind of
Oh, lit. Yeah, chilled. I'm not like having the time though.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go. Yeah, we're not doing any of that shit.
I think the only way that you can stop the life that we're currently living is to remove yourself physically.
I was just going to say remove the boys.
Yeah, that too.
Don't you reckon? I don't think I'd be as wild if I wasn't with Eddie. I'm not wild. Why am I even saying that? I'm not wild, but I feel like I'm easily like, if I'm around people with like high energy and want to party and stuff, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but I also think you have high energy and you like to party.
Yeah, true. There's a bit of both.
But you have you call it.
Yeah, you call it before me most nights.
I always call it. That's why I'm like, why do I feel so shit?
I think you're just tired. You go to bed.
Yeah, I went to bed. Yeah. But I think this was like night 6 or whatever.
Yeah. No, seriously though. But then again, when you
love
start,
bubble.
But we thought to finish the season. Do we call it a season?
The year.
I want to start doing seasons. I like that idea.
Seasons and let's have a break.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to say. We're going to have like a bit of Jan off.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we could probably record one before I go away or something.
Yeah.
Which I go away in like the 9th. But yeah. I'm just trying to think. We've never really had a break, like 2 weeks off at least.
We have.
Have we?
At the end of the year. I think.
Did we do it last time? I feel like we were together last. No, last time we weren't. Did we have a break then?
Yeah.
Fuck. That's how like – I don't Wait. Even know.
I don't
we
know.
We must have. I went away. In November though I went away. I was back though in summer. Oh no, then I went away to Avoca and shit. I don't know. I can't even remember.
I think we had a big break.
I think it's always good. I feel like
Which
whatever.
We'll be doing again.
January. Maybe we just have January off then. Fuck.
Yeah, we're going to have January off. We're going to come back.
I feel like I've already got heaps of guests like lined up.
Yeah.
I've got some good ones.
Yep.
So we might record them at the end of Jan though.
Yep.
I feel like just in case. Actually, no, I think he's going back first.
Okay, this is boring.
Boring, but I'm trying to get everyone excited.
Yeah, we've got some amazing guests coming up.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Steph doesn't even know who I'm talking
One's
about.
One's a celebrity. One is a celebrity and not just a small-time celeb.
No.
Big time. Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to end the year with helping everyone write their goals.
But are you writing yours? Have you written yours?
No. Have you?
Oh, Ella.
Well, I'm going to prompt. I'm just going to walk through it. So you can do yours as an example.
Oh, I spent so long doing mine.
I told you I was like feeling really rushed today and I just like really want to do it. I feel like I don't have much time with this full moon energy stuff. Is it done? The full moon, you're supposed to write it in this like weird time now.
I don't know.
Well,
I need
read
to research.
This book, it will tell you.
Okay.
I thought we'd go back on our past goals because I actually found them.
Yeah, let's go. And one for one.
But I wanted to say that I did it. So this time, usually I just used to write like really absurd, like big goals. And I feel like I never like reach them.
Same.
And then I read this book. So I found Atomic Habits, which I think you read too.
Yeah, I love that book.
And I really recommend it for anyone, like if you want to write your goals for the new year. I think I probably talked about it last year, but just to remind everyone. To buy it over the summer holidays, this was my read at the beach. And it really got me in the mode to like understanding
habits
and more associating that with like a goal for the year.
Yes.
And how to write it out.
Yes.
So you write it out, but then you have to write out another list on how you're going to actually
I know.
Do it.
I know.
So I thought I'd put these. I just wanted to use an example if people don't know what it is.
Please do.
So
I love that book.
the 2 minute rule as well was a really good one that I took away from this. I remember.
Oh, it's so good. And I don't do it though.
Because like instead of being like, I want to get really fit or like, I want to, you know, they sort of teach you how to like manage it properly. So if you start small, obviously you've got more of a chance to like reach that long time goal. So like, you know, find a habit of, I'm going to start maybe when you start a new habit, let's see. Do 30 minutes of yoga becomes take out my yoga mat. Like even simple things like that. Like just take it out.
Yep.
Start with that. Yeah. You know? Or read before bed each night, which I think I had as well. Like read one page at least rather than like forcing yourself. If you're not a reader, I know you are.
Yeah.
Probably many people are. But like read just one page or like run 3 miles. That's a big one. Like running. Like mm-hmm. Everyone's like, I want to run every day, blah, blah, blah. Just put your shoes on and tie the laces. You know? Like start with that.
I need that.
It's just a habit. You've just got to get into actually.
I need that energy.
And then they tell you how to like do this like thing here. So you can see it, Steph. But they do a little table and you can kind of copy it. So we'll do the running one again. Like put on your running shoes. Then easy is walk 10 minutes first. Moderate walk 10,000 steps. Hard run 5Ks, run a marathon. So it goes through that. And then I liked how it came to this table. Like I love examples. It's same. Like when I read a book, I need an example.
And I love tables.
They did like phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, phase five, which is how I did my goals kind of for the year.
Yeah.
And then so become an early riser. They kind of step you through like be home by 10 p.m. every night. Have all devices turned off by 10. That's phase two. Phase three, being bed by 10 every night, reading a book, talking with your partner. Phase four, lights off by 10 every night. Phase five, wake up at 6 a.m. every day to like get to that ultimate goal.
So you phase one, you do for a week. Phase two, you do for the next week kind of thing?
You do like kind of that, vibe.
Okay, I like that.
I like that. So I really recommend getting this book.
So it's so good. I'm going to read that again over the summer.
I was thinking I might read it again before I do my goals.
Because I think my goals have shifted a little bit, but I've done a base goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you write it out? Because I found myself, I've got them in two different diaries because I wrote the long version out and then just wrote like how I was going to do it.
Wow. I had three goals. Okay. That's it. And I think I've actually kept into all of them.
You have?
Yeah.
Huge goals in which I obviously haven't got to any yet.
Oh, but also
you know when you do the big ones?
I wrote a letter to myself actually and I think all of that came true.
Really?
Yeah. Apart from living in Barrel.
Yes. But that was like maybe a short-sighted.
Yeah, that was probably not in alignment with my values.
Hey, where is all my stuff I wanted? The long stuff. Oh, maybe this is it. I don't know. Anyway, you start then. How did you do it?
So my first one was lean into my values, connectivity and curiosity. So I feel like I've lived my life.
Yes.
Connected and curious.
But what's the goal then? You said you just have lived your life though.
To be more curious and connected.
So this is not an old one. This is a new goal.
No, this is old.
Oh, this is old.
These were my goals.
Oh, yeah. I remember them being really confusing. Like kind of the English was like hard for me.
They could be confusing. Like, just like as in connect more with people, which I think I've done through tutoring and curiosity. I've always been like that.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kind of you.
That's me.
Yeah.
And then my next one was be more connected to my body and listen to my body. So I didn't have like an exercise goal. I more had like don't put too much pressure on it. If you can get a workout in, do it. If you can't, you can't, which I think I've definitely done.
That's an easy one.
That's an easy one. And my other one was slow down and think before you act. That was it. They're my goals.
And that was it?
Achieve them all.
Yeah. Nice. So you don't feel like you have any room for improvement.
I have a lot of room for improvement.
Has your goals, though, changed a lot this year? Like going off that, are you like, I wish I did it more kind of like, you know.
I feel like my goals that I've written now are a lot better.
Yeah.
I think last year I was like fucking exhausted and I couldn't even think about doing it. I was just like, I need a break. Oh, another one of my goals was to rest and I definitely did that.
Yeah.
Did 8 weeks off the piss.
You did. And then you got right back into it. That's
and then
fine,
I went,
wow. You did it though. You did 8 weeks.
I did.
But maybe, I don't know, what else could you integrate? What are your goals now? Let's go to you first. I feel like one form gets confusing. Maybe just go through each.
Yeah. So these are probably more specific. Do not touch my batteries.
I know you're going to fiddle with them, taking them away because we get complaints about us moving around lately.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. First goal, self-love.
Yep.
Try not to talk awfully to myself.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
And try not be so negative.
Yep.
And try, I think this was one of yours last year, not to complain as much
mm-hmm.
and just get on with it.
And how are you going to achieve them? Have you written that or not?
No.
Yeah.
But I do, the no negative self-talk is you wake up in the morning and you write down three mm-hmm. things you like about that's yourself straight away. Not complaining, well, that's self-explanatory. And getting on with shit is also,
I feel like you could definitely, after this, like go and like flesh that out a bit. As in like how you're going to do it, each one. Because it's so easy to say, but you've actually got to think about like, not even it's a habit. It's breaking a habit of what you do every day. So like even like
so I guess
stop being so negative. Like what's like maybe if you start thinking of a negative thought, think something positive with it. You know what I mean? You've got to give yourself like something.
That's great. You know? Yep. That's great. So I will flesh these out. Then my next one is going to therapy for the whole year.
Yep.
Once a fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've put in place to do that is I've paid for 10 sessions up front. Yeah. So it's like it's all done.
Yeah. But I think the therapy goes with more like an action. That's an action. So before that, why are you going to therapy? You know what I mean? Is that because you think you are negative to yourself? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that goes into the self-love.
Yep. That's a good one.
And the learning how to deal with situations in a less emotional yep. way. And separating my problems from other people's yeah. problems.
That's definitely a big action step, going to therapy.
Yeah.
Like not more like a got, like I feel like that's you taking action on your like self that you have problems with or you feel like you need help with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like you've been good with that. I feel like you've been going this year.
I have, but I want to do it all the way.
Yeah.
Through.
And be like what? Consistent with it?
Consistency. Yeah. That's like an overall theme in my yeah. life.
Which consistency, is a hard one.
Because I'm a yeah. fat person.
Yeah.
But I need to flesh these out. Then health. I just want to, again, be more consistent mm-hmm. with yoga and Pilates.
Yep.
Which I will flesh out with that. Move personal training to earlier in the week because otherwise I'll
well,
just
that's an action. There you go.
Cancel it.
That's yep. action.
I want to have more holidays focused on health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do one meditation or breath work retreat.
Yep.
And consistency with my vitamin regime for yep. my migraines. Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Learn more about my oracle and tarot cards okay. that I've purchased. So
you should go to the city. You can get like full books on like how to learn about each card.
Yep. So that would be how
it's an put action that, step for you, doll.
That would be how I put it into action.
Get on the fucking bus and go to the city.
Get on the bus and the train and go to the city with your friends. Explore more spiritual forms of therapy.
Mm.
So kinesiology.
What's the other one where they like do all this stuff over the top of
Reiki.
You? Reiki.
The jaw stuff where they crack your jaw.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't mind getting a massage once a fortnight's not realistic, once a month.
Mm. I feel like that's so easy to like not do, hey?
That's yeah. That. And just like something for yourself.
Shoulders. Yeah, I know.
That's
self-love action.
Yeah, self-love action.
Mm-hmm.
And then another self-love action is to slow down.
Yep.
So maybe not having huge nights when it's just like a random thing, mm-hmm. maybe more for like just key events. And then having more experiences and trips away.
Yes, it's always nice.
And then relationship, trips away, just me and Jarge,
mm-hmm.
more date nights.
Yep.
And planning for the future, hens, wedding, etc.
Fun. That's an exciting one.
Yep. House.
Yep.
Try and get another year at our place.
Yeah, I love your place. Definitely another year. That's gone way too quick.
Another 2 years
like
even.
Have you been there for a year yet?
God, yeah, no, it's no. June.
Oh.
And then the others are like business stuff, which yeah. is boring. And then podcast
yep.
was come prepared for every episode. So time block at time yeah. like I did today and actually think about what the fuck you're going to say 100%. And incorporate segments properly.
Mm-hmm.
more video content and lols for the account.
Yeah.
And then there are a couple dream guests that I want to manifest.
Oh, can you say them or not?
Is that too awkward? No, too awkward if they don't come on. But you know who they are.
Okay.
Last is reading. I read all the time, but I actually want to start reading some classics that would be like harder.
Jane Eyre.
Like Jane Eyre or like... No, wait, you tell me some other classics that I could read. Can I have some water?
A Streetcar Named Desire.
Love that. Read it.
Who's that by?
Tennessee Williams.
Okay. Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore.
Any plays that you like?
Well, Streetcar Named Desire was a play.
Sorry, in Shakespeare.
No, I don't really know any. Macbeth.
Yep. Love that. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah, love that one.
Yeah.
Fuck, I could watch that movie, that reinvented one with
Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah, Baz Luhrmann. So good. I love that. What the fuck is another Shakespeare? I don't know any others.
Hamlet.
Oh, Hamlet. I've never actually gone to King Lear. Hamlet or done any of that stuff before. Wouldn't mind going to some old plays, actually. That's another one.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good one. Being a bit more arty.
Yeah. Like going to a bit more like art things.
Yep.
I don't know, being a bit more cultured.
Oh, yeah, agreed. We should do that. For us.
Yeah.
And then I want to start creative writing for fun and just see how I go.
I've got a real craving to, like, go horse riding as a hobby.
I think you should do that.
Don't you reckon it just be really, like, liberating?
I don't like horse riding. I've tried to tell you that, like, 60 times and you forget.
I know you don't like it, but I feel like I'm...
You should.
I might just, like, do something random like that.
You should.
Yeah.
What are the actions you're going to take? I'll
probably break my arm, though. Or just, like, book a few pony rides around Centennial Park. I'll go into there and, like, pat the horses is my first step. Or maybe I should book something at, like, Tom Harkin's farm because they've got the riding there and I'm near there.
I think you should do that.
Yeah.
When we cantered in that field, I was like, Ella is living her best life. I know, and
I was,
I'm
like,
not.
Horny.
You
like,
were horny.
I really like my smile, and then I did, your, like, a saddle full edited was wet. Video for that. And I
yeah,
like,
you
look
did.
At me. I look
and
so
we had
good.
Our hair
so
extensions.
I was like, oh my.
You're like,
woohoo. But I feel like I'd just, like, wig out after, like, two sessions and I'm like, I'm going to break my arm or die, you know? Like,
yeah, no, not control. For me.
Yeah. So that was one thing I was, like, thinking about.
Okay, I like that. Now.
Sorry, anyway, I'll go back to my weird ones. Let's have a look at what I wrote. This is a long time ago.
You revisited it?
Yeah, I've looked at them because I was like, I've looked at them throughout the year being like, have I done any of these?
I feel like you had a great year.
Yeah, I health one. Oh, yeah.
May you please speak into the microphone
health.
Or I'm going to get abused again.
Health. Integrate a sustainable and realistic fitness routine.
You've done that.
Which I did. And then I wrote, seeing this is my really fun little book.
I love that book.
It's really spiritual, if no one can see, but it's got beautiful, like,
what lady
do you
on the
call
front.
That paper. Textured. It's got stuff in it.
Textured, leafy.
I thought you'd know an English term for that paper. No? Okay.
Negative.
Let's see what I did for, because then I wrote goals here, but like, did I do anything around, like, hang on, no. Okay.
But you did it regardless.
No, I know, I just wanted to see what I said, but I didn't do that. I did a lot of huge goals, which was like, yeah, obviously not. Okay, let's go back. Get to the bottom of any of my intolerances, gut psoriasis, which I've done. I'm just, like, still on that journey. But
proud
I've
of you.
And I've, you know, spent a bit of fucking cash on that.
Nice.
mental health stress. Integrating meditation plus looking into, like, a naturopath or thing. Yeah. To help deal with stress, blah, 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 which I did.
Nice.
I feel like, which I never knew, is the hormone thing. Like, yeah. Hormones were so out of whack and now I feel like heaps better.
So good.
Having more control over drinking large amounts. Oh my gosh.
I think you have done that.
Yeah.
You
I
always drink
vomited,
tequila water
said,
and
yeah.
stuff.
I haven't vomited, guys. I know this is so fucked and I have said it. I know I'm 32, but the vomiting, like, I would used to vomit, like, very easily. I wasn't, like, a huge drinker, but I'd vomit. And then I was, like, so proud of myself crapping on it the other day, being like, I haven't vomited in this terrace, like, ever. Like, how weird is that? And the fucking next weekend, Maddie Keels, I vomited.
But didn't you also vomit at Charles Hens?
Yeah, that was the first one, then Maddie Keels.
I'm going to say I have not vomited this year.
Oh my God.
From alcohol.
Big. Yeah. Well, I thought I was nearly getting through.
But I vomited a lot of other, like from vitamins and shit like that. So I don't know what's worse.
Well, yeah. So that was a big one for me. Diet, healthy, fresh produce, consistency, less Uber Eats. And like I wanted like organic stuff, which I did write here, which I have done. Thanks, readers. Which I definitely did. Yeah, 5 fresh seasonal produce, shop every weekend.
Can saving you just put that in front of you?
This, so, yeah, yeah. Saving recipes to Pinterest, having cookbooks visible. See, these are like things that you've got to just have it in front of you, which I have been doing a lot more cocking. And readers was a great reco from my
I think
doctor.
I'm going to do that next year.
Really easy because it's like that kind of concept of just not knowing what you're going to get and then you just work with it. Like you look up what you're
going to get. Recipes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's good.
Which is a really good one. And then what was my health checks? Putting dates so we go get – oh, the health checks. Yeah, I did all my skin stuff.
Oh, I did that too.
Fuck, that's a good feeling. I was cancer-free. That's nice. and then, okay, what's next? There's a lot of health shit.
Yeah, I feel like you've done all of them.
Workout, health, insurance, health checks. Did all that shit. What else was here? This is kind of like I didn't do a lot of this. Learn further skills for Photoshop, Illustrator. I did learn Premiere Pro. I did learn a lot, little bit of Photoshop. That's about it. I didn't do the other ones.
That's okay.
Growth in the TikTok and our Instagram and Clyde Goss. I think we did grow, but I definitely could improve in that.
Okay.
Work on building contacts, relationships for work stuff. Yeah, could do better.
Ella?
But I'm just looking at these being like, I haven't really read these before. Work with some dream clients. I think this is Clyde stuff more. I didn't work with any of them.
Can you just name one?
Paris, Georgia.
That's coming.
Colt Geyer.
That's coming.
Chanel. Sorry. This is mean. This is taking the piss out of myself. Don't laugh at me. Naughty Ella.
Yeah, that's going to ruin the vibe.
I know. I don't think I even wrote, but this is the problem, Steph. You need to write these little goals. I don't think I did any for this.
But the fact that they're in separate books is really confusing me.
It does work when you look at this, but I don't think I really cared that much because I didn't put it in here. It was all about fucking going to bed early and health food stuff, which I did. That's what I mean. If you don't put an emphasis on other things, it's not going to happen.
Okay, you know? So maybe next year's your year to prioritize work.
Yeah, work stuff more. This is Cornelia. No, I didn't do a lot of them.
That's okay.
Yeah, more Clyde Goss. Have at least 2 more consistent sponsors and stuff. Didn't we had one for a while anyway.
We had a few.
Yeah, continue to learn, listen, and slow down while speaking and interviewing.
We've done that.
I don't really haven't listened back for a while. I don't know if I've improved with that. Guys, let me know. What do you reckon?
I feel like you've done it. I get overexcited.
Really? I feel like you're more
I jump in.
Slower thinking than me. I'm like, I don't shut up.
Yeah, I think you don't like a silence.
No, I can appreciate it, but I just like, I have a lot of things on my mind. But that's like the psychic told me to slow down. Like I'm just like, slow the fuck down.
Return to home.
Yeah. So that might be a new one for me actually. Then I did dog goals.
Ah, okay.
That might be a bit. Have 100% recall by the end of the year. Oh no, he's pretty good. He can go off leash now all the time.
I can't believe you have dog goals. I love that.
Crate while we're in the house. Oh, I did that the other day. Look at following some stricter boundaries. Always been in my bed the last few nights. And yeah, okay. Some of them.
We did some of them.
Yeah. And then that's about it. And I haven't done any of my goals. Let's have a look at this. Yeah.
So I think what you need to do, because you had very specific goals, is anything you didn't do, you need to either say toss it.
That's what I mean, actually. That's a good one. So on that, can you please open your 2024 Lunar Diary? I hope everyone else bought the same.
Yes, and we'll be doing some spells with you.
Stacey DeMarco.
From
we both.
Stacey.
Oh, my God. That's Steph's alter ego if you haven't been listening.
She hasn't come out in a really long time.
She has not come out the whole year.
She has not come out this whole year.
Yeah. Hello, Stacey, where are you?
She came out at your house.
When?
After
a whole year ago.
After my dad passed away and we went to that restaurant and I went to the dark side.
I can't even remember. Okay, so anyway, here. So
what page are we turning to?
Well, there was a really good book about like it not people writing goals and them not being useful. Did you find that on that
Can
page?
I tell you? I don't think do you have yearly goals or do you just have your monthly goals? Like how does it work?
Well, usually it was yearly. Then I've got big goals in there which have not been succeeded, which won't probably for a long time.
So then what's...
They're like the manifestation, but I need to look back at them and see if they're even important to me still.
So tell me, what do we actually need to do?
Okay. Well, have you read any of this?
No.
Okay.
Did you not get me a pen?
No, but you can use that.
Thank you.
So there's a page here which I told you about when I first got it, remember?
Yeah.
And it was talking about writing goals and how a
getting
lot of people...
clear about 2024.
Yeah, that's where we get up to. But it's a really nice page about how people write
this
goals
bit.
That, yeah, maybe there somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, section about learning how to ask for and get what you really want. So, yes, we know that some people set unreasonable goals, but it seems that big reason we don't achieve what we say we want to achieve is that really we don't want it all that badly, which is what I was trying to say. Like at that time I didn't really like – wasn't like, you know, my
your
big
health
thing was like
your
health
big thing.
Was a big thing.
You literally wouldn't shut up about health.
And you can't do everything at once. No. That's what you got to learn. Like you can't do everything. So I do want to, you might say, I really do want to get healthier. I really do want to get that new car house job. But here is a big reason why you may not want it all that much because right now it either doesn't align with your values.
Yep. Or that's why you need goals. To get your values.
Yes, that actually belong to someone else, which a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I want a big house. Oh, you know, like, but you just want it because maybe someone else has it, yeah. You know. You simply aren't that
What
devoted.
If your goal is like, I'm having so much fun right now and I just want to keep on having fun?
That's a beautiful goal. You keep doing that. But new job, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so my head this was a nice page in terms of like really getting you into the right headspace before you write your goals for the year. So like going off that, I'd recommend like reading that page before going to the next. So then in this diary, which I did think we wrote in our notes on Collide Goss about it, which you can take a photo and put it on the story.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
So then it's called Getting Clear About 2024. And then she prompts you with questions to ask yourself about what you want for the year. So maybe Steph and I can like go through it together now.
Yeah, let's do that.
We can each like question each other about it and maybe it will help us.
Yeah. I just got a whiff of something gross. Did Tonka fart?
I think it's a dog food. The packet's open. It's always open. Eddie doesn't close it and it stinks. Like, it's going to sound really gross, but like dirty funny.
Yeah. Been there. Know that smell.
Yeah.
I've smelt it on you.
Okay. Fuck off.
Keep going then. Okay. What are my values?
And then in brackets, they've got values are guiding ideals and principles. For example, honesty, compassion, creativity, calmness, fairness, independence, freedom.
What do you think yours are?
These questions are always a bit too deep for me, so I've got to have a think. Well, I like creativity. That's an easy one.
Yep.
Calmness is nice.
That's not a value of yours, though.
But I want that one. Can you say what are my values? Like, that would be nice. Or not?
I don't think that, like, your DNA is to be calm.
Okay.
As in not in a rude way, it's something I really respect and like about you that you...
I'm working on that though.
No, but you're not, you stand for what you think. Yes. And I think like...
Well, we can do honesty then.
I think it's honesty for you.
Yeah, that's a real sad kind of...
So I think it's creativity, honest...
Compassion, I'm pretty compassionate.
I think yours would be creativity, compassion, honesty and freedom. I think freedom's very important to you.
Okay. What are yours?
Definitely curiosity.
Yes.
One of them is like a value is like education.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I also value freedom.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Oh, and I also maybe that's it for now. I'm not going to write anything down
though
yet.
You don't need too many.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next question are what are my needs? Needs are things you must have to be at your best. Well, my needs
first.
Are definitely like, yeah, good healthy food,
mm-hmm.
my supplements,
mm-hmm.
a bath,
mm-hmm.
a nice space to relax in, like a nice bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and like quiet time, like alone time.
Mine are pretty much the same, minus the healthy food. Yeah. Mine would be reading,
Yep.
Rest. I really need rest. Mm, I find
like a good night's sleep.
I find social situations can be draining on me, and I need my quiet time.
You need to reset before you do it again.
I need to reset, and I need to not be drained.
100%. You need to like fill that.
I need to fill my cup. And I also need to realize that what I think I need, I may not need.
Mm.
So when I wake up and I think I don't want to get out of bed, that's called being a lazy cunt.
Yeah, you got to go, I do want
to
get out of bed.
Yeah, like I need to get out of bed and I need to stare at the sunlight.
Maybe your goal then is when you don't want to get up, maybe you need to go to bed earlier. That could be a goal.
Oh, yeah, I've become a night owl.
Because that, I send you that page being like, I want to get up by 6 a.m.
I know, but the problem is, and I know it's a problem that I can't solve, is that if I finish tutoring at 8, no, what I need to do is, which I actually wrote down in my goals, have a half an hour break in between, like, say, from 6 to 6.30. So I eat then.
You need to eat before, like, 6 or 7 at least.
Yeah, so even 5.30, I eat then. Yep. And then it's like, so by the time I finish, I'm simply walking to literally my room and going to bed and reading my book.
You need to do that.
That's like really smart. That's going to be life-changing. Thank you so much. Eat late
as well, like, it's not great.
I eat late. Yeah. And then I'm lazy if I haven't cooked. 100%.
That might be why you feel really, like,
lethargic
in the morning.
Yeah. Mm. Also iron, but yeah.
Okay, what am I devoted to right now? You can be devoted to things that are positive or not so positive and are devoted to what actually – and devoted to what you actually do. For example, if you eat a lot of potato chips and you're devoted to eating potato chips.
So wait, is that like our negative stuff then?
What you think like you're really devoted to. It can be negative or a positive, and then I think maybe, I don't know.
I'm really devoted to – I don't know. I don't understand this one.
Mm.
Skip.
Oh, I need to think about that one. I don't know. It's like, what am I devoted to? I'm devoted to doing like healthy stuff at the moment to a degree. But then I'm like, I can like beat myself up about it as well at the same time. I don't know if that's like, then I always feel guilty.
Like the good and the bad. Yeah.
Feel like, you know, maybe that's like a half-half. I don't know.
I'm devoted to, I have all the gear, but I won't implement it. So I'll read everything about it. I'll know everything about it. I'll know all the tools, but I need to go from thought to action.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good
one. I'm thinking, but I'm not acting. Yeah. Bing bong.
What do I want to be devoted to?
Acting.
Acting.
Action.
Oh, I was like, acting. Nice. Cool.
Mm.
Devoted to, yeah. Being, yeah, I don't know. Fuck. Just, yeah, always seeing the bright side.
Of life?
Yeah.
I love that. Mm. That's so nice.
Yeah. Okay, take those values and needs and think about what would give you the greatest pleasure in 2024. Hmm. Balance. Yeah. And more self-love, definitely.
More self-love, like being content.
Yeah. Just being
and not
happy,
being like, what's the next thing?
Yeah. That's a big thing.
Because I've now started to realize the angels are on our side.
I know.
What will be, will be.
It's nice.
Just let. Your so every time
kind of
I
like
do
made.
A. What?
Your destiny is made.
Exactly. Every time I do my tarot reading, my oracle card reading to myself, I get this card saying, stop trying to micromanage the universe.
Mm.
And you've got to say, from my will to thy will, please lead me, please show me the way. Okay. And that's that.
And that's it.
You can't. You don't have to be like, okay, now I've got to do this to get this done. Just like.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better at that.
I'm really bad at that.
Turning off. Like even when you're walking by yourself, like if I'm walking the dog, I just feel like, always like, what's the next thing I've got to do?
Oh, I hate that.
Put that up with me.
And just then, waking up being like, I'll do this, and then that makes me be like, I'm cancelling everything.
No, I don't want to do that. And I need to start implementing that thing of not looking at my phone for an hour in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's hard, but yeah.
It's a really good one. Okay. So, yeah, we want balance, blah, blah, blah. Get even clearer by discerning further based on your values and real pleasures. So what would I definitely wish to leave behind in 2023? For example, think about old patterns, negative experiences, bad habits, ill health, and so on.
I really want to leave behind the vape, but I just like, I'm really scared to say it out loud because I don't have an action plan just yet. And I would love to leave behind impulsive actions.
Yeah, I want to leave behind feeling like guilty guilty and negative
mm-hmm.
on yourself more.
Yep.
I think that's a great one. That's a hard one to do. That's a big one. That's easy just to feel like shit talk on yourself, you know?
My therapist said that when you get a negative self-talk, mm-hmm. like a negative thought, you actually have to have a physical gesture. So you have to be like, no, I don't feel like that. And like flick it away.
But that's silly.
Because then it's like a brain to the action.
Yes. Or like a cloud. That's what I got taught as well, which is really nice. Like an anxiety that's like hanging over. And like if you look up at the clouds or whatever, they're always passing. Like they'll just, it will always like go. Like
yeah.
It's only there for that moment.
Yeah.
For a bit of time. Like it could be there for a day or 2 days, but it always floats away, you know?
Yeah. Your thoughts are not real.
No. So you've got to always remind yourself that. Which I feel like I've gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
To keep going with that.
Yep.
Based on my values and pleasures, what would I love to experience but haven't as yet?
I would love to do something, not like a marathon or a 10K run, but like I would love to be able to say like I swam in a swimming, you whatever should. They're called.
I did 12Ks. That was, you could do that.
Swimming, I could do anything. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying I could do anything, but I can swim.
Why didn't you do, like, a ocean swim thing?
I would love to do that. Yeah. If anyone on the potty swims, please come with me.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I would love to say I've done something like that, like achieved some kind of physical milestone.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
I think that was on my thing last time and I did do that.
You it did do that. To tick that off. Yeah, just, like, something that I wouldn't do.
Yeah, and it was actually fun. It was kind of an activity.
Yeah.
You know, like it'd be fun if you got judged to it with you. Like it's kind of funny doing it with your partner. Like I kind of like doing it with Eddie because like I was held accountable for training with him. Like it's easier when you live with your partner to get up and do together.
I think.
He wouldn't swim.
No.
No, he's not a swimmer.
I would have to find someone else, but that's okay. That's me.
I don't know. What would I love to experience but haven't as yet?
I love this book so much. I want to fuck it.
Yeah, definitely. Fuck it.
I'd like to stop saying stuff like that on the podcast.
Yeah, but that's you though, and that's me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the baby stuff, but that's like something I thought I'd do this year. Next year, fuck. But that's something I'm like, oh my god, like that's a big thing.
Wait, you want to have a kid?
I'm saying like that's like something I'm thinking more about.
I think it's time, doll.
And what would I love to experience but haven't? But I don't know if that's like, I don't know, but that sprung to mind. Like I'm a bit like, oh. But I
think you've done
values and pleasures and.
But you've done everything you need to do health-wise.
I mean, yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how lucky I am. Lucky lol. See, no, negative. Stop.
Flick it. Go away. You got to go. Oh.
It's okay, doll. If I could make one positive intention for the community or planet as a whole, it would be?
I would like to.
Sorry, baby. Oh. That's enough. I'm going to hear this morning.
Tortellini. Where's Jachi?
Say hello.
Where's Jachi?
Say hello.
Where's your ball? Where's your ball? Where's your Kong?
Where's your Kong? Maybe. Well, all this fucked up war shit is pretty fucked. I wish everyone could just see each other as, like, equal.
Yeah.
That's a big one. There's another
thing. I also wish people could be a little bit kinder.
Mm, yeah. I think they're good ones.
Especially young people.
Yeah.
Like, I just think you see a lot of bullying and shit at school that I know everyone goes through, but I just think it would be actually so awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bullying, everything. Yeah, all that shit's awful. Well, that's what I mean. Seeing each other is equal.
Yeah.
Understanding people more.
Yeah. Mm. But I guess it's hard when your brain's not fully developed as a child.
Okay, taking all this into consideration, the New Year intentions I would love to set are, oh, God. Okay, well, you've done yours. I've got to do mine. I'll tell you guys when I do that. Maybe I'll.
But I think both of us is balance.
Balance, yeah. Self-love.
Self-love, balance.
Love that. Consistency always.
For me, you don't need that.
I want to keep it up.
Yeah.
But other things I probably need to implement
more. Yeah, consistency and I think you and I both do this, getting sidetracked on tasks. Yes. I think I need to reintroduce the time blocking.
I think working from home, though, I've said to people, has been a huge adjustment for me.
Same. In a good way or a bad way?
I'm saying bad way.
Yeah, same. It's not been good for me.
I was talking to someone last night about it that has their own business too, and I'm like, they're like, how are you going? I'm like, yeah, like it's good, but I'm like really struggle with distractions very easily.
Same.
Yeah.
I think another thing which would be good is like to get a crew together that all work for themselves and have like one day.
Literally.
Where you're just like
working.
Working yes. only.
Like time.
Because I feel like at the office when we work together, I would want to go and be lazy and just fuck around, but I couldn't.
Like you're in an office environment. Yeah. It's different. You're just like, but it's
whereas
like
I'll be like, I'll do the washing, I'll do this, I'll make a 6-course lunch. Yeah. Like it's just no.
That's what I think I need to do. At least you've set up an office. I've been so lazy with that and it's like a junk room at the moment. So I think that was another thing in that book. They're like, and I've read before, like setting up a space where you feel like it's like a working space.
Yeah.
I work like on the couch.
Yeah.
Like I just work all over the house and it's not.
But I
right.
also think you like a bit of scenery change.
That doesn't work.
No.
You know?
I think I might actually rearrange my office so it's got a new like feel.
I wonder. I can't wait for next year. I just got a new rug and shit and it doesn't look that good. anyway, the steps I will take for each month. Oh, so then they do the monthly things, which is great. But I don't think that's got enough room there. Like I think
Think this needs to be like written down.
And then that's kind of it. And then they've got a lot of pages. And then you go into like if you want to get this book though, they've got like January and then they have questions like what would I like to create experience and manifest this month. We love manifesting.
Yeah, so they've got like different rituals for protection.
Ooh.
So they ask you to cast this spell on a dark or new moon, which is in the diary.
Sorry, guys.
I'll be doing this. You can go down to the sea to cast so that you're close to Mananan.
Ooh,
and Mananan is part of the old gods called the Tuatha Dé.
Are you reading this?
You know what? Just buy the book, everyone. Anyway, and we can do it together.
So each month they have it. Oh, yeah, then they have a ritual for it. This is for, like, January.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then they've got actually, I forgot, it's actually a proper diary. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point.
I love that. Okay.
And then they've got, like, they tell you what moon it is. So, like, if you open up, it'll be, like, dream big today. Consider ways to expand your world, travel, or express yourself. Oh,
love this. Guys, you have to get this.
So everyone get this in the gratitude journal. Now, Ella, I'm terrified of this whole thing running out of battery.
Okay, so we'll wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. Oh, we love you guys. Happy New Year. Have the best break. No, we were great this year. We will just be even better.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.